Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. Good morning, my friends. I'd like to share a story with you that I got from Dr. Tim Jordan on his podcast, Raising Daughters. If you are a parent, especially a parent of girls, but even of boys, I highly recommend his podcast. It's Dr. Tim Jordan, Raising Daughters. But the story is that there was a man who was very successful, made a lot of money, and did great things. And one day he woke up and found in the newspaper, in the obituary section, his face and his name and his story. There had been an error, and they thought he had died, and so they print his obituary. And while he thought himself successful, the obituary talked about all the people who had died in his company, and who had died because of his inventions, and all the destruction that happened, and he was called the Merchant of Death. This man is, of course, Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite. He thought that dynamite would solve problems by being a more stable form of nitroglycerin for mining and industrial operations. But in the course of learning to create it, there were a lot of accidents. And then, of course, dynamite was a powerful weapon, which was used to kill a lot of people on purpose. And this woke him up and made him realize his legacy was death and destruction and misery. And that's not a legacy he wanted. And so he dedicated his fortune to peace and scientific advancement, and thus we have the Nobel Prize. Now, not all of us, most of us, will not be lucky enough to wake up and read our obituary, but we can think about what we want our obituary to say, what we want our eulogy to say. There are some exercises where you'll write your own eulogy, what you want people to say about you, and then you'll try to live to that. It's like writing the last page of the book and then writing the story that gets there. If you died today, what would your obituary say? And what would you want it to say? And is there a space between them? Think about how you want your story to conclude, how you want to be remembered, what is the impact you want to make on the world. Write it down. Talk to your friends, talk to your family, and then make sure you are living the life that will take you there. There's still time to get where you want to get to. How do you want to be remembered? I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.